Tata?
Sir. When you went in the back, was Greg getting open?
Well, he was. And I think a big part of it was just the quarterback reads. Yeah. I really do. I think that was a part of it.
So that, Greg was fine after the game and everything?
Oh, yeah. He was. I mean, he really was. I mean, I know he rolled his ankle at one point, but other than that, he was back out there. He was getting open. It's just, I think it's a matter of the quarterback finding him and, you know, having him as part of his initial reads or his progression.
You've had recent years where Jonathan obviously comes big for you late in the season. The way this season started with the running game not going the way you wanted it to go, and not that it was all his fault, why do you think it's working so well now? And
well,
he seems as fresh as he's ever seen.
Yes, he does, and that's one of the huge pluses. And the guys, you know, he's given us his all year. And I just think this is, you know, part of us coming together as a team, part of us understanding who we are. And, you know, again, some good things happened for us in the football game.
When you went back and looked at film, did was Ryan's present there? Could you tell if there was anything different, improvement? Or?
Well, I think, again, there's, you know, some things that do happen and probably some confidence that the guys feel, you know, lining up next to Ryan Khalil. I mean, the guy's been a tremendous all-pro for us, a Pro Bowl player. And just his presence sometimes is more than enough. I think it instills confidence to his teammates, to the quarterback, most certainly. And, again, I thought there were some really good things that happened.
He said he could have. For a full game, how big was that, Ryan?
Oh, it was huge to have him out there for the big game. And you could see his confidence build. As I watched the tape and you see things progress, you know, a little tentative at first, just trying to make sure it was there. And then all of a sudden, bam, you just see it one series after the other. He's out there, the confidence, the snapping the ball and getting his hand placement where it needs to be, driving with his legs, communicating with his teammates. The longer he was on the field, it just felt, from my perspective, watching and grading the film, I thought he got better and stronger as the game went on. A lot like a running back. The more he runs, the better he runs, the stronger he is at the end of the game.
Why is Stewart still so effective in December and January games?
I don't know. Maybe it's got something to do with the weather. Seriously, I mean, you know, you get to a point where you have to do certain things, and I think to win football games down the stretch, you've got to be able to be more physical. I mean, I watched that football game last night, and I thought what Pittsburgh did, I thought what Baltimore did to put themselves in the lead, you know, mixing the run and pass very, very well, I thought that was huge. And then I saw Pittsburgh get the opportunity again. I thought they mixed the run and pass very well from the end of the third quarter right through the rest of the game.
Ron, when it was clear that Sean was leaving and it was clear that you guys were going to elevate Steve, what were some of the things that, I know the defense is still the defense, but obviously
right.
He wanted to put his own imprint on it. What were some of those things?
Well, I think the biggest thing everybody got to understand is, you know, it's the system's in place. You know, what we've done, we've been doing for 7 years. Every year it gets refined and it takes on the personality of that season. It also takes the personality of the play caller. You know, Steve's very aggressive, which you know, and he's a guy that's looking for opportunities and ways to do things, and I think that's a big part of it, Jonathan, is that it's taking on his personality, who he is. It's interesting because I got a chance to watch, you know, Buffalo in the past and seen some games that really you see Sean's personality and what they're doing defensively, and I know his defensive coordinator there very well. Leslie Frazier hasn't put his stamp on it yet because it's Sean's getting everything started. Well, that's kind of what happened for us here. When we first got going, everybody talked about me, and then Sean started putting his stamp on it. Well, Steve's put his stamp on it as well because of who he is. And as I said, I really believe they've taken Steve's personality.
How does that aggressiveness sit with you when you guys are blitzing more than you guys have in your 7 years here?
I'm fine with it. You know, it's interesting because we sit down and Steve and I talk a lot. I've worked with Steve a lot. I mean, we've been together a long time since Chicago, San Diego, and now here. You know, Sean and I worked together a long time, but there was a lull. You know, we had worked together for 5 years, and then we hadn't worked together for like, I think it was 12 or something like that. So now, actually it was 9. So now working with Steve all this time, you know, there are some things that I really feel comfortable about what Steve wants to do and how he wants to do it and why he wants to do it. You know, his reasoning is outstanding, and again, not that Sean's was, it's just that Steve presents it to me the way he sees it and the way he wants to do it, and Sean did the same thing.
Oh,
Ron Steeves already being mentioned as possible head coach candidate this offseason, as he was last year.
Right, and I think deservedly so, but I'm not going to talk about that specifically right now, Joe. We're still, you know, three games into the regular season left, and then we get into the playoffs, but deservedly so.
Ron, do you expect to get Shaq Thompson back this week? And how would you see on film from calling those guys that rotated in?
As far as Shaq's concerned, we'll see how he is. He had a good morning so far. We'll see once we get into Wednesday and then Thursday morning. But I hope to get him back. From what I've been told, he's had a good morning. I thought Colin played well. I thought he did some really good things in his role for us. It was an extended role for Captain. I thought Captain played well. I would love to have seen him get the sack. It was a missed opportunity. But again, this was Captain's first extended play. I think he had 50 snaps total. Which was huge, and again, I thought he played his role very nicely.
What were you most happy about from yesterday's game?
I think offensively, the way we responded, you know, we came out, we got a takeaway, we put points on the board right away. Then we got another opportunity after they scored, and we put points on the board again. We responded to their making plays. Defensively, I really liked the attitude going out onto the field, especially in the red zone. It's one of those things where, you know, especially on the last chance they had after the turnover, the way they handled sudden change, forcing the field goal, that was huge. And then again, the way we ran the football. I love the fact that we're running the football well right now. I think it's conducive to this time of year, having success.
I'm sorry, Ron. I assume you're anticipating Aaron Rodgers to play?
Yes. Yes, we'll see how things progress as the week goes, and I know it'll be a big distraction for everybody. Our focus will be on the Packers and what they do and how they do it.
Paying a great deal of attention, I'm sure, to the NFC standings. Are you working on any of these scenarios and whatnot?
The only thing really, Jonathan, I've worked out is that if we take them one at a time and win them one at a time, we'll see what happens at the end of the year. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, we consider and drive ourselves crazy. But the thing we have to focus in on really is what we do. I mean, we can't count on anybody to do anything for us. We have to do it for ourselves. So, again, the focus, you know, I just got done talking with guys about making sure the focus is that we take it one at a time. I think Darryl's done a nice job. He really has. You know, we've rotated him in and out based on situations and what Coach Wilkes has wanted to do. And we've kind of waited to see who was going to take the bull by the horns. In the last couple of weeks, I think Darryl's really stepped up. His physicality has really been upgraded in the way he's playing. He's playing with really good vision. And I think those are some of the things that we're looking for as far as his development is how he's handling those things, and he's handled them very well.
Has he made enough of a case to stay in there now?
Well, we'll see. I mean, one thing we want to do is, you know, at the end of the week, we want to make sure the guys that are practicing the best are getting opportunities to play.
Ron, every team deals with injuries, but your thoughts on Carson Wentz knee injury and how the domino effect potentially in the playoff picture?
Well, they're a good football team, and I'm not sure how that's going to affect them, but I do like who their backup is. I think Nick Foles is a terrific football player, and he's proven that he's had success in this league. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, it's up to them as a football team how they're going to handle it.
Ron, Kyle Rudolph had some first-half success against the defense. What were the adjustments you all made to contain him?
Well, we made a mistake, you know, on the touchdown catch, and we weren't in position where we needed to be, and we've got to be better than that. I think one of the things we did want to try to do is we want to try to make sure we got him wider on his releases. We didn't, you know, let him have any free releases, and really just kind of throw the timing off. We had one where TD carried him up the seam, and he dropped it, but I think part of it was because we had a guy in the seam, the ball was thrown a little bit high and was dropped.
Ron, Burson just keeps coming back. Talk specifically about that catch that was scary yesterday, and just in general, this every year he seems to, you know,
well,
can't get rid of
him. No, you can't, because he's a smart football player. I mean, I think that speaks to who he is. First of all, he understands the game, he gets the game, he knows the game. Every time he comes into training camp, you know, he just does those little things. He plays all the wide receiver positions we have. And he can line up anywhere for you as far as the wide receivers are. He has a knack for finding the hole and how to sit into the hole. On that one play, he was running an out route, and it was being overplayed by the defender, so he turned it up and put himself right in the seam, and Cam delivered the ball. That the only person that could have caught it was him in the area. He went and made a terrific catch, and yeah, it was a little bit scary the way he was hit and flipped over. You know, and kind of everybody held their breath, and then he came up, came to the sideline, and I think RV checked him real quick. And he said, oh, no, I'm fine. So we didn't worry about him. And you know, and I think this morning he came in and said his toe was sore. So I'm not sure how that worked out. Seriously.
You mentioned focus being important for the team, and yesterday in the locker room, that was pretty exciting, but you decided for no day off today.
No, because of the focus. I think there's a lot of important things ahead of us. And I don't want to let up on the opportunity to keep going forward. I mean, we've got a lot ahead of us. We have an opportunity to play into January, and who knows what goes on from there. But it starts with staying focused and getting ready for our next opponent, and that's Green Bay.
Ron, you said yesterday you'd like to try to figure out a way to get Greg more involved in the offense. Yep. And I know there's only so many footballs, but do you also want to make sure Mike and the rest of your staff doesn't forget Dixon?
Absolutely. I mean, and really, that's part of the problem is right now we've got some good weapons, some guys that have helped and contributed in getting Greg back into the fold. I mean, that some guys may lose a few touches, and, you know, we just got to understand there's one football. You know, this really is about, you know, what we want to do. If you go back and you look at the receiving, there were 11 different opportunities that Cam tried to throw to. So, you know, that I think is great mix. That's what you want. And again, the more targets we have out there available, guys that are getting open and presenting themselves to the quarterback, I think the better we can be.
There's been a lot of talk, especially with Savage yesterday in his head, about the people really understand what's going on with this concussion protocol. What any concerns you have over the way it's being evaluated?
No, I have no concerns about it. I mean, and again, I can only speak for the way we do things here. And I'm very pleased and very confident in what our training staff and our doctors do. I think we have handled our situation the way to the best of our ability. I can't speak on you know, how other people are interpreting it. I just know that, you know, here I'm very confident in our people.
Do you feel like the play calling is allowing for the opportunity to get deep balls to your speedy guy right now?
Yes, and you saw it yesterday. We threw a couple of them out there. You know, we didn't catch them, but I think just throwing them out there really helped loosen some things up. And we had a couple opportunities too. And I don't want to continue to stress that it's important we get those guys going and create spacing for our guys underneath.
So the next step for Demir?
Yes, is to continue working with his quickness and speed. He made a couple plays off his pure quickness. His speed showed up on one of the catches where he turned and started to break it up the sideline. And again, we got to get him rolling, get Kalen, you know, back out there and get him healthy. You know, his shoulder got sore and. So we shut him down at probably, I think it was in the middle of the third quarter, just because it was sore. We didn't want to take a chance of anything happening. And, you know, we felt we were in pretty good shape that we could, you know, just slow him down and just say, hey, you know, if we need you, we'll bring you back up. And if not, we'll keep you on the sideline.
Ron, as Steve sets his game plan this week, will he do so under the assumption that Rodgers plays?
Yes. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, when you look at what they've done, and I've only had a chance to watch half of a game so far, and again, it looks like the same type of offense. I know early on when Hundley first started playing for them, they weren't throwing the balls vertical. Now you're starting to see a little bit more of the vertical shots, a lot more stuff similar to the stuff that they did with Rodgers. So I think what we'll do is we'll game plan for what they do and how they do it, and you know, and we'll see who plays.
How important do you think it was for Jonathan Stewart to have such a good game yesterday? He's a quiet guy and he's had a tough season and he seemed different yesterday.
Well, you know, I mean, he's had some good games. I mean, he's had some tough games and he's had some average games. I mean, I think it's kind of the ebbs and flows of the season. I think part of it's about just the opportunities that he's gotten. He took advantage of his opportunities yesterday and it was good to see. I think one thing that you know, we have to do, and that is early on, we have to have success running it. I think running the football helps us. It helps every facet of what we do as an offense. It takes the pressure off the quarterback. It adds a little bit more to your play action. It can create opportunities for you downfield if you want to throw it. If they try to put 8 or 9 in the box, you go hard play action, you get some good routes on, you know, get somebody a step or two and the quarterback can unleash it. That is why I think it's important you run the football.
Obviously, Cam is such a huge rushing option. Do you kind of look at like a three-headed monster with Jonathan and Christian and Cam?
Oh, very much so. And you throw, you know, our other backs in the mix, and you know, whoever we got back there, I think it could be a volatile situation for us in terms of who has the football. We saw it yesterday. you know, on the first long run, Cam bootlegs and the safety follows the bootleg. And he gets out of position and Jonathan gets the step on him. That's why he scored. On the second one, Cam stuck it in there and held it as long as he could and then pulls it. The linebacker comes crashing down. He hits the seam and the safety had to hold his depth. Now he's coming from depth trying to zero in on Cam. He makes an inside step and then breaks outside and he pops it for, you know, 60 yards. So he is a viable part of what we want to do. And, you know, even if he hands it off and carries out his fake, that's why it's so important that you fake the ball well.
Has he altered that, how he does? How he pulls up and executes that fake? Has he adapted a little bit more? Is it? I mean, it seems like it was a little bit tougher because he's holding guys, like you say, he's holding the safety at depth.
Yeah.
Has he done something different with his technique in those things?
No, I think, Mike, I think what's happened now is early on we didn't run, and now we're running him. And a lot of it has to do with that, I think. That's more so than anything else. If you're anticipating him running the ball, you're going to be a little bit more disciplined and be where you need to be. If you're not anticipating him running the ball and he goes and he hands it off, you know, you're going to be downhill. And if he doesn't hand it off, you're going to be out of position. So, I mean, pick your poison with him. We're good? Cool. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.